Hello and welcome to video 3 of the free IntensiveCareHotline.com mini course, a blueprint for peace of mind, control, power and influence whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. In this third video, I'll teach you about peace of mind, control, power and influence even in the most challenging of circumstances that you, your family and your critically ill loved one are facing in intensive care. Remember, the biggest challenges in intensive care are where your critically ill loved one is either very unstable and in a very critical condition, or they may be in a life-threatening situation, or your loved one may be in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, or they may be having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or they are even approaching their end of life in intensive care. Remember, you and your family are facing your worst nightmares during those once-in-a-lifetime situations. Peace of mind, control, power and influence are not on the radar for 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care in those or during those stressful, challenging, difficult and often heartbreaking once-in-a-lifetime situations where you and your family suffer just as much as your critically ill loved one. However difficult and challenging the situation, know that you can have peace of mind, control, power and influence when you are doing the right things. If you approach those difficult and challenging situations with proven strategies, it will give you a lot of bargaining power and the intensive care team will notice, and you have separated yourself from 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care who certainly have no peace of mind, no control, no power and no influence. By you and your family asking the right questions, by you and your family acting difficult and demanding, yes, difficult and demanding, you will get what you want, which is extremely important, especially if your loved one is inevitably dying or if your loved one will be in intensive care for a long time to come. You and your family must and can overcome those perceived barriers, the perceived power and the perceived authority that the intensive care team has in those difficult and challenging situations, and you must turn the dynamics in your favor. Remember, 99% of families of critically ill patients have no clue or believe that this is even a possibility. You also need to make a few counterintuitive moves in order to achieve peace of mind, control, power and influence. And you need to go against the grain. Again, look at what other families of critically ill patients in intensive care are doing and do the complete opposite. And don't do what society has wrongly conditioned you to do for centuries, that we should have blind faith in doctors and hospitals. Your job is to believe that you can turn the dynamics around and become a master of your own destiny. Thank you for watching this third video of the IntensiveCareHotline.com mini course. Look out in your inbox in the next couple of hours, and the last video will be in your inbox.